I still don't think I quite understand, but I, since I'm a male, I'll go ahead and answer anyway.
Step right up to that one, didn't you?
And I would just go back, and I may once again be entirely misunderstanding your question, but I don't have a problem making any sort of I don't have a problem with actions that go halfway. I don't have a problem with celebratory parades or with confronting parades that are racist or mm-hmm. with breaking windows or with I don't have a problem with any of that. I mean, actually, I do want to say this very quickly, that I do have one critique of the ELF, which is I think that they should move up the infrastructure. They should find levers to leverage their efforts. Anyway, but, so I don't have a, I don't see, I'm very, very inclusive in the tactics that I see are acceptable. I mean, for crying out loud, I went to a county fair about a month and a half ago and sat there passing out flyers for a local environmental organization, and I mean at a county fair, and how much difference did that make? I mean, I'm sure zero, and I mean I did it, you know, and it's so I'm very inclusive as long as the people who do less are accepting of those who actually there's something I want to read very quickly. Okay. It arises from the question. I gave a talk one night. Actually, I gave a talk one afternoon and then one night. And this one woman came to both of the talks to accuse me of being a combination of Mao, Pol Pot, and Stalin. Because I want to deindustrialize, and her historiography is all wrong. It doesn't alter the fact that a lot of people rely for their food on industrial civilization. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about bringing down civilization, there will someday be far fewer people on the planet than there are now. And I got to page 400 or something of this new book, which is 1,300 pages. And I got stuck because I couldn't go forward without recognizing the fact that no matter what we do, we're participating in mass murder. Because if you participate in the system, you're going along. And if you bring the system down, people are going to die. What do you do with that? And I got an answer that I'm very happy with. If you've gotten this far in the book, or if you're simply anything other than entirely insensate, we probably agree that civilization is going to crash, whether or not we help bring it about. If you don't agree with this, we probably don't have anything to say to each other. How about those Red Sox? We probably also agree that this crash will be messy. We agree further that since industrial civilization is systematically dismantling the ecological infrastructure of the planet, the sooner civilization comes down, whether or not we help it crash, the more life will remain afterwards to help support both humans and non-humans. There will be people sitting on the banks of the Columbia 50 years from now going, there are no salmon here. There was a hell of a lot of calories coming up here, and I'm starving to death so that those in power could make cheap aluminum for beer cans. God damn you. They will be saying that. I guarantee that. If you agree with all this, and if you don't want to dirty your spirituality and conscience with the physical work of helping to bring down civilization, and if your primary concern really is for the well-being of those humans who will be alive during and immediately after the crash, then given, and I repeat this point to emphasize it, the civilization's going to come down anyway, you need to start preparing people for the crash. Instead of coming to my shows and attacking me for stating the obvious, go rip up asphalt and vacant parking lots to convert them to neighborhood gardens. Go teach people how to identify local edible plants, even in the city, especially in the city, so these people won't starve when the proverbial shit hits the fan, they can no longer head out to Albertsons for groceries. Set up committees to eliminate or, if appropriate, channel the additional violence that might break out. We need it all. We need people to take out dams. We need people to knock out electrical infrastructures. We need people we need people to protest, chain themselves to trees. We also need people working to ensure that as many people as possible are equipped to deal with the fallout when the collapse comes. We need people working to teach others what wild plants to eat, what plants are natural antibiotics. We need people teaching others how to purify water, how to build shelters. All of this can look like supporting traditional local knowledge. It can look like starting rooftop gardens. It can look like planting local varieties of medicinal herbs, and it can look like teaching people how to sing. The truth is that although I do not believe that designing groovy eco-villages will help bring down civilization, When the crash comes, I'm sure to be first in line knocking on their doors asking for food. People taking out dams do not have a responsibility to ensure that people in homes previously powered by hydro know how to cook over a fire. They do, however, have a responsibility to support the people doing that work. Similarly, people growing medicinal plants do not have a responsibility to take out dams. They do, however, have a responsibility at the very least to not condemn those people who've chosen that work. In fact, they have a responsibility to support them. They especially have a responsibility to not report them to the cops. It's the same old story. The good thing about everything being so fucked up is it matters where you look. There's great work to be done. Do what you love, do what you can, do what best serves your land base. We need it all. This doesn't mean that everybody taking out dams and everybody working to cultivate medicinal plants are working toward the same goal. It does mean that if they are, each should see the importance of the other's work. Further, resistance needs to be global. Acts of resistance are more effective when they're large-scale and coordinated. The infrastructure is monolithic and centralized, so common tools and techniques can be used to dismantle it in many different places, simultaneously if possible. By contrast, the work of renewal must be local. To be truly effective, acts of survival and livelihood need to grow from particular land bases where they will thrive. People need to enter into conversation with each piece of earth and all its human and non-human inhabitants. This doesn't mean, of course, that we can't share ideas, that one water purification technique won't be useful in many different locations. It does mean that people in those places need to decide for themselves what'll work. Most important of all, the water in each place needs to be asked and allowed to decide for itself. Oh, by the way, I have a new slogan, which is dismantle globally, renew locally.